escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us now, though, Will Manso on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Will's the anchor and reporter on Local 10, studio host during the heat season on FanDuel Sports Network Sun. I like to talk to Will Manso, who seems to be, in my opinion, like the voice of reason when it comes to different things going on in South Florida sports. And Will, yesterday we talked about, I don't know if you read the article Barry Jackson wrote regarding the Miami Heat's plan. And I understand the frustration of Heat fans right now. I understand that none of us wanted to, quote unquote, run it back this season. We wanted roster shakeups going into this upcoming season and this free agency. They don't end up getting Kevin Durant. I understand the frustration of three straight years in the play-in tournament, but it appears that most of Heat Nation on social media, I think that's an important caveat, but on social media have kind of hitched their wagon to Pat Riley and the Heat front office can't do this anymore. That they actually, it's passed them by. The game has passed them by. And I told Crowder and Appel yesterday, look, I'm not there yet. I don't agree with that sentiment at all. I'm not even close to being there. I think it's an overreaction based on, you know, some frustrating years. Going back a couple, where are you at right now in terms of the Heat's plan and, you know, how they've gotten here and where they're going to be, hopefully, come, you know, the start of the season and beyond?
I mean, I think I'm in the same place I've been, man. I haven't changed in that perspective because, to me, the Heat have reached a point where the game hasn't passed them by. The game has changed the way you build teams in free agency and the inability. Look, we've seen the lack of movement in free agency. There are people that are ripping the Adam Silver and the way things are. I get all that, but from a Heat perspective, it hasn't passed them by. They just have to adapt to this new style. And I think they tried to stay with their way of trying to wait for that player to come loose and get him, while at the same time not give away all their assets. And I think on this show not too long ago, we talked about, I was on board where I thought they should have gotten Kevin Durant pretty much at all costs minus Bam or Tyler. They didn't feel that way, and that's fine, because I think what clearly they're doing, and you referenced Barry's article, and it's something that was mentioned to me recently as well, is they want to see the young guys. I mean, they just do. And if they're going to give up some of their young players, it's got to be for what they feel is the piece, the cog that goes with Tyler and Bam for this core moving forward for the next few years. And they haven't found it. They obviously didn't think it was KD, and people complained about lack of moves. What move would you have made? There's nothing out there. Look around the NBA. Moves aren't being made. Like, you just can't. So anybody who wants to tank, oh, they didn't get second-round pick for Duncan, and they're not growing this. Guys, that's not the way the Heat operates. And by the way, I'm glad. I don't want to see a crappy team, 12-18-win team for the next 4 years with the hope of hitting a number one pick. That's not the way the Heat operate, nor should they. And I think fans have to understand that.
And Will, to that thought, the those phrases come up. So youth movement has been said a lot this offseason. What is a youth movement? Like you said, it's just Jovic is starting now. Jakučonis plays a lot. Kalel Ware starts at the five. Like this youth movement, like you said, they need to see them for 20 minutes a game, 30 minutes a game. Like what does that look like if they do go that direction?
Well, I mean, let's look back last year, Channing. Like, look at the way that Spo coached that team that I think brought up the frustration of a lot of people. And I think it was part of Spo adapting to what we were talking about when, you know, hey, especially when they had to pivot past Jimmy, when the Jimmy situation arose and you moved on. You look at guys like Duncan. You look at guys like Alec Burks. Hayward Highsmith, who I think is a quality player who will still have a role on this team. Terry Rozier, who was taking up a lot of minutes last year. That certainly didn't make Heat fans happy. I think you're going to see a shift from that where you're going to see those minutes to some of the guys you just mentioned, the young guys. Pelle Larsson's another guy. Obviously, Jakučonis, who they just drafted. We'll see how he looks in camp, how ready he is. They're hoping Jaime Jaquez, barring any moves, you know, the rest of the offseason, can revert back to what he was as a rookie. And obviously, Nico, who Spo trusted a lot in that awful Cleveland series, but he tried to give him big minutes in big spots to at least make him part of this core. I think that's what it is, Channing. And I think that's, you know, can I say one thing about running back? Like, we got to stop with the running back. They're not running it back. Like, look at the roster from the last 4 years. This roster has completely changed. This team looks nothing like it did 2, 3, 4 years ago. If anything, they're changing everything toward that. Now, it's not the change fans want because they haven't got that alpha, that dog, that star. But this is no longer the Jimmy team with veterans and plug and play and pick up, you know, guys at the buyout and play. No, this is a young team led by Bam and Tyler that they're going to see how things shake out, because it wouldn't shock me if they look to move an Andrew Wiggins, obviously a Terry Rozier's contract, by the time the season begins.
Will, if they do make those types of moves, and not that they're punting on this season, but they're not necessarily going for a title, are they not set up well next offseason to make a bigger splash than they are now than they were last offseason? Are they not set up better to make more moves in the future if they stay pat where they are?
Yes and no. I mean, the answer, obviously, Josh, is that it's no really more than anything because of what we referenced earlier about free agency changing. The days of clearing your books and having a runny ready for one summer and just getting guys looks to be pretty dead right now. I mean, you still want that flexibility, but now we see the mechanisms in place in making moves and trades and trying to get rid of, you know, contracts and expiring deals and all this talk about aprons and all these things. I mean, this is very complex. So the thought that it's just going to be okay starting next summer because they get a little more cap space isn't really true. I mean, they're still going to have to find a way, if they're going to get that third player, to make a move to a guy that says, hey, I want to be in Miami, and find a way. We've seen the swings and misses the last few years. The latest was KD. I don't, you know, if you read all the reports and believe them, there wasn't really a big enough push from them from KD. It wasn't really a case where they did a lot. It was more like they just did enough and it wasn't enough, you know. So I my answer to that is, yeah, they'll have flexibility, but this is still a work in progress, guys. I don't think the fix is this offseason and next and they're an NBA title contender just like that. It's going to take a lot of movement and a lot of internal growth.
Unless Giannis is like, I want to be in Miami, right? Like that I guess. Ooh. That's the big caveat. Yeah. Will Manso again from Local 10. Will, are you surprised though? Because I tweeted this yesterday that I'm just shocked to see how fans have you know, they've kind of turned on the front office, period. I don't know. I understand social media is not the end-all, be-all and the pulse of a fan base. And I understand how it works on social media, right? Like, it's gloom and doom. Yeah. That's just the way it is. But, man, like, to see – right, but to see the type of I don't know, conversation, almost narrative, where people are just totally dismissing what the Heat front office has done. They chalk it up to, well, Dwayne Wade got LeBron and Dwayne Wade got Jimmy Butler. Truthfully, like, I'm just surprised to see that, because – I understand it's a what have you done for me lately industry. And I get that. I'm not saying that, you know, this front office doesn't deserve its criticism. It absolutely does. But to pretend like Pat Riley doesn't know ball is to me is just like, yeah. It's like this weird thing that's happening now where that's almost become like the starting point. Okay, we know that. And I again, like, I'm just not there. I don't understand how we went from title contenders 2 years ago with Jimmy Butler to, okay, Jimmy leaves. Now this front office doesn't know what they're doing. And that's what's really, it surprised me.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, and it's silly, and I think it's more a social media narrative. I think real Heat fans that follow the game and understand the way this franchise is have full faith in this franchise. Now, again, to your point, you can criticize them. I've criticized them plenty. We'd already talked about the Katie move. I think there's things the last few years that I thought they could have done better, routes they could have taken that were better ways to acquire talent or keep assets or use their assets. I can be as critical of them as anyone if you're going to say, okay, what about this particular situation? But as a whole, you have to trust in Pat and Adam Simon, Andy Ellisberg, and the crew they have there to figure this out. And it goes back to the original point of the game is changing. It's evolving. I don't think there's a more stable front office and ownership in the NBA than the Miami Heat. You know, I mean, there's no questions about how the chain of command works. And obviously with Nick Arison involved and all the people in the four, five, six people in that room that make decisions, this is the way it works. And when you whiff on something, it looks bad and you get criticism and it's fair. But to sit there and say Pat Riley is washed or this organization is a mess, like as far as the structure of the front office, is silly because the track record of the last 30 years has proven otherwise. And to your point, a few years ago they were in the NBA Finals. Now, you can't stay on that forever because they've been a play-in team three straight years. They have to shake things up. But to think that this organization is just done and washed and needs a massive change is silly. It's just silly.
Yeah, well, they're spoiled. That's what it's called. It's called spoiled, yeah. And you've been spoiled for decades by Pat Riley. Hey, Will, yeah. One thing that was interesting we talked about was Dame Lillard. You know, he got waived by the Bucks, and now, you know, the Heat pops up like the Heat always pop up. How would you feel about signing Dame, knowing he's going to be on ice for a year? Knowing I always said it couldn't be – Dame can't be your plan, but if you can sign Dame and have him as like a little bonus in 2 years, I think that would be a hell of an opportunity for us.
I would do that the same reason I would have done Kevin Durant, Channing. And obviously the way you get Dame is a little different than the way you get Durant. But and obviously he couldn't play this year. But I look at the window of Bam and Tyler like it has to be the next 3 years, right? Like you can't go past the next 2 or 3 years with Bam and Tyler core without acquiring another piece. I wanted the piece to get KD. It wasn't KD. Fine. Dame's out this year. You're going young. I think it's a path they have to look at. You know, I do. I just think it's a path because – given his age and the Achilles, yeah, it's a risk, but what isn't a risk? But he's the kind of player, and he's all accounts a hard worker and a great guy. I think he's the kind of player that even at his age can come back and still be a 20-plus point scorer and be an elite player and a playmaker to help Bam and Tyler eventually. Is that something they're going to pursue or that Dame would be interested in? We'll see. But, yeah, my answer to that is absolutely yes. They need to look at any type of star player, whether he's coming off injury or getting older, whatever, and try to piece them with Bam and Tyler because, again, the window isn't big, guys. This can't be where 5 years down the road we're having the conversation, well, he'd have to find somebody to pair with Bam and Tyler. Like, no, it has to be in the next couple of years, and that's where the shift has to be in mindset for the Heat to try to figure out a way to make it happen.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.